Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The former president could be indicted. It is not happening today. Barricades are also up around the Capitol grounds. CBS's Robert Costa has more.
Steel barricades were brought into Lower Manhattan after former President Donald Trump predicted his arrest and called for protests. Inside the courthouse, the grand jury continued its work on Monday, hearing from the potential final witness.
He's totally unreliable.
Attorney Bob Costello, a longtime Trump ally, was brought in to testify about Cohen's credibility. Cohen was Trump's former fixer and a key witness in this investigation.
We turn to KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, a partner at Harris Dow Fisher and Young, to talk about this case. Brad, welcome. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Carol.
So what's at the heart of this?
Well, at the heart of this, and this is a very, very complicated situation because you've got a situation where there are two different moving pieces here. The first moving piece is whether or not the grand jury could issue a true bill, an indictment against President Trump. But under New York law, because the charge would most likely be the falsification of business records, that is not a felony. That is a misdemeanor. However, under New York law, if the falsification of business records was done in order to facilitate a second crime, then it can be issued as a felony. The second crime here being a federal, presumably, because we don't really know until the true bill comes out. But presumably that second criminal activity would be a federal elections violation for paying off Stormy Daniels in order to have a benefit for the campaign. So there's a lot of unknowns. But one thing that we do know, Carol, is that the chances of something happening today are really slim to none.
And so when we talk about hush money payments, for some people, they hear that and they think, well, that's not a big deal. And I was interested to learn that hush money payments can even cover an agreement to say something did not happen that did happen, or something happened that did not. I'm making it more complicated, aren't I?
Those darn double negatives.
Oh, my gosh.
But your point, Carol, is well taken, and that is that this is actually a very common procedure, and there's nothing about that activity in of itself would be considered criminal. What we have, though, here, and I guess I need to back up one more time, and that is the Justice Department looked at this as a crime back in 2018, because these activities happened in 2017. The Justice Department looked at it and said there wasn't enough there to prosecute. So now we're at basically 5 years later, and this is being brought under state law because the Justice Department chose not to prosecute under federal law.
Michael Cohen, the so-called fixer, who's been in jail himself, wouldn't be the first tainted witness used in any case.
Oh, my goodness, no. Tainted witnesses are used all the time because there's a very common saying, and that is that you can indict a ham sandwich. And the point of that phrase is that a grand jury only hears one side of the issue. They don't get to hear, like at a trial, there's no cross-examination, there's no rebuttal witnesses, generally speaking. So the grand jury only gets to hear one side of the argument. And that's why it's easier to get an indictment than it is to get a conviction.
It's interesting to me that what we've reported on often is, I won't get specific about cases, but a case where there is no prosecution, but then becomes a Department of Justice case. And usually it's the deprivation of civil rights where it becomes, then it goes to the federal level, not usually the opposite way, that there's no federal case, but then becomes a state case.
That's true, because usually speaking, the state chooses to prosecute first in these situations where there's dual jurisdiction. And if the state either fails to prosecute or prosecutes and gets, it does not get a conviction, then there's always that fallback position for the feds. But this case, as you've astutely pointed out, is the exact opposite. The feds took a look at it first, chose not to prosecute, but now it's being brought under state law by the Manhattan prosecutor.
Which is not a rare thing, correct? But is a rare thing. Is it a rare thing, I guess I should say?
It is. I think you've got so many factors here, Carol, that make this unique. You've got President Trump, who's obviously a polarizing figure. You've got in the state of New York that doesn't like President Trump. You've got the Manhattan that obviously doesn't like President Trump. So when you put all of that in a blender, every situation here is unique, and that's why I think we're where we are, because of all of the unique circumstances.
And I'm wondering if people took note of our earlier conversation with Stephen Portnoy from CBS, a White House correspondent, that the grand jury itself, I thought he said like 20-plus people.
And in terms of the size of the grand jury?
The size of the grand jury.
Yeah, it's very, very large. And in fact, the grand jury has a range of options in terms of what they could do. The true bill, if it comes out, I think the earliest it could come out would be tomorrow, but more likely next week. But the true bill could be a prosecution for a felony. It could be a prosecution for a misdemeanor. It could be coming out and saying there's no evidence to support any criminal activity. So there's a range of options. And I think what you're seeing in New York now is a preparation for what could happen, because no one knows what will happen.
We heard the governor of Florida say that yesterday. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know what goes into paying a porn star for silence. When is a hush money payment just the run of the mill thing? It's not illegal. It can be done. I can buy silence, and that's not a crime.
It happens. It does happen all the time. For example, it happened with President Clinton. I mean, he paid Paula Jones money. Now, obviously, that was done in the open. It wasn't done so much in a secret fashion. But the point is that just paying off someone and denying that that event ever happened is not in of itself a crime in any way. The issue here is that President Trump labeled those payments, he labeled them as something other than the payoff of someone for these situations. In fact, if you look at the documents that were signed, it was claims between Peggy Peterson and David Dennison. So the real name, which wasn't Stormy Daniels or Donald Trump. So there were false names used, but even that is not a crime. None of this is a crime unless you're looking at a situation where it was done for election purposes and it was not classified as an election expense. That's why there's this two-tier dance here that makes this situation extremely complex.
Then the rest of our conversation would become political and moral and social as we talk about, if we were to talk about what is distasteful.
Yes. And there's so much of this also, Carol, is a true Rorschach test in terms of where someone is politically. They can look at this and they can find elements to support their point. What I'm trying to do and what I always try to do is look at it simply legally from the perspective of what can or cannot be prosecuted. And if this is prosecuted, it would truly be unique.
Well, we so appreciate your time. And I am going to lean on you tomorrow again, because we have many other legal issues to discuss. So you'll be back tomorrow.
Happy to do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.